Ed.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Humanitarian Radio. This is our brand new song, Humanitarian Radio intro song, I guess we'll call it.
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
It's a nice little jingle.
Yeah. Let me just say, I wrote that song while I was driving on the highway in Los Angeles, because you have a lot of free time.
As you're crawling 3 miles an hour and it takes you 2.5 hours to go 20 minutes away.
You have to learn to entertain yourself when you're in California driving on the highway. It gets really interesting. You could sort of people watch if you want by seeing who's driving what next to you. If not, you start writing songs for your radio show.
Called Humanitarian Radio. I like it.
Yeah, so that's what we ended up doing. So it's a new song. It's a new theme song.
Do you think you could get out of a ticket that way? But, officer, I was writing the theme song for our radio show.
And it's a humanitarian radio show.
And see? And we play at the prisons, and we do all that other crazy stuff with the band St. Tone. So maybe you could be forgiven for that one if you were to
get
caught.
You know what I would do is I have Sheriff Baca's business card.
Who's Sheriff Baca?
Sheriff Baca is he's the sheriff of L.A. County.
Oh, of L.A. County.
Yes. Mm. And so to have his business card, I guess, could help you out, I guess, if you're in a situation, if you get pulled off over by the sheriffs. If you get pulled over by the LAPD, then they might look at it and go, yeah, who cares?
Did you get that card because you were bad?
No.
You doing with the sheriff?
Well, I was entertaining the inmates, and I've been entertaining people at the Merging Leaders.
Were you doing a shuffle and a dance?
Yeah, well, singing and playing.
Oh, singing and playing.
I think you were there also. I was the only one who got a photo.
Oh, you mean with the band St. Tone.
Yes.
Yes, 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 I do recall.
You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
So we hope you're all having a fabulous Sunday, and thank you for joining us for yet another episode of Humanitarian Radio. We have a really cool guest today. His name is Yuert Chin. And he is a martial arts master.
Kung Fu master. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I just know martial arts, but it's Kung Fu.
See.
But we'll let him talk about that when we talk to him about it. But let's talk about what you have here. You had said you looked up something on the internet on different fundraiser ideas. Is that correct?
As we know, I have a promotional marketing company.
What's the name of it?
Artistic Journey.
Wow, we're just throwing plugs left
aren't
and right,
though?
Aren't we?
Pretty gushy today. So anyway, 'tis the season for fundraisers. October, November, December are three of the biggest months to collect money for communities, basically because they need food to feed people for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the various events that happen between October, November, and December, and generally in the cold. So they need blankets and things like that. So what I notice in my business every year, over the last 25 years, is that business picks up in these 3 months in the fundraising division, as in more people are coming up with ideas and ways that they can collect money and give to the poor and give to the homeless and give to the shelters and the food banks and Toys for Tots and all that kind of thing. So I was looking. I have a client who's looking to do something really unique, and I was looking on the internet, and all I put in was fall fundraisers. And I found this site called Sign Up Genius, brilliant name.
Yes.
He's got 50 fundraising ideas, and they're for either young people to do on their own, or if you're just starting out and you don't know how to contribute, but you're looking for something that you could handle, that you feel comfortable doing. They're not grand scale, but they're very entertaining, and I thought I would share a couple of these with you.
Go for it, yes.
One of my favorites is you can have a karaoke-style party in your living room. You can invite your family and friends to come in. You charge them each $1, $2, $3, $5, whatever you decide the fee is, mm-hmm. in order to sing a song.
Okay.
You encourage them to sing 5 songs, and they each end up paying $25 for the night. And you have an evening full of entertainment with family and friends, which is priceless. And you've also raised money. So I thought that was a fun thing.
Now, do they get judged? Can someone play Simon?
Like I think make a great Simon.
Well, see, I think you got to ante up. You know, like basically
up the ante.
Thank you. If you pay more money, then you get to be Simon, and you go, "That was horrible. That is the worst singer I've ever heard."
I
sound like Paul McCartney.
I like it. Another one is have a neighborhood cook-off. It's a way to promote your neighbors getting together and do a little fall festival or a pre-Halloween or pre-Thanksgiving, something like that. And everybody brings a dish. You do a little potluck on your street. And you can also, for that as well, have a fee for the dish that's collected for your fundraising effort, but also have judges in the neighborhood that maybe some of the bigger guys that eat a lot. So obviously they would be good at testing whether food was good and edible.
It could be more like an Iron Chef, too. So it's like mystery meat. They don't know
fun.
What they have to cook.
That could be fun.
It's like, we found this meat. Cook it.
We're going to give you a big beef tongue or something.
Yeah. Well,
make it into sushi.
Yeah, like those shows where they just have no idea. It's like you got this blowfish and you got a piece of celery. Make me a meal.
You can also have a dance-off with your family and friends, and that's for any age, which could be a lot of fun. So you have a competition within your network of people or neighborhood or even at your employment, which could be really entertaining.
Tell me the one about taping the boss with duct tape.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
How does that work? It gets a little nutty there. Actually, my brother has done something similar to that where he has done, he's a DJ in Connecticut, and what he's done is he gets the boss on the main floor, and you get to wrap him in toilet paper.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so two or three employees get to wrap their boss in toilet paper.
And depending on what the boss has done that week, could the toilet paper maybe be wet?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Or you wrap it around him, then you throw drinks
at him. Or used.
Yeah. Alrighty then, digressing.
So let's talk duct tape.
Yes.
You can sell pieces of duct tape for donors to stick their group's leader or their boss to a wall, suspending them above the floor for the portion of an event. So I will
who
buy...
Who thought of this? This is one of the 50?
This is one of the
50. Suspending the boss from the air, but
this
with duct tape.
This is number 21.
Awesome.
You can have a sit-a-thon.
Oh, I'll win. I'm sitting right now.
It's babysitting.
Oh, I was going to say sit-a-thon at an office. It's like, hey, man, look, I've been here for 10 hours.
You can tell your clientele that you are fundraising and that you'll offer to do one day free if the next time they would pay double for their services. And you donate the double amount of services to a fundraising effort.
I think that's pretty cool. I think these are all good ideas, and I think what it's about is just sparking your mind to start thinking outside of the box and just start thinking of ways that you can actually raise money.
Yeah,
you know, you
totally.
Can collect cans. You
go
can say,
hairless.
I have a can.
I like this one.
Go hairless.
Go hairless. Volunteers commit to shave their heads if a specific amount is raised by a certain deadline.
Wow. That's hardcore.
But see, if your hair is more than a couple inches, you can donate it to Locks of Love or some organization that uses
that's
hair
true.
To help cancer patients. So
or you can shave your cat or something. Now we're going to have all the animal rights activists going, don't shave the cat.
Yeah.
Though I do have a friend of mine, Mr. Jamie Holiday, and his girlfriend Carol always takes care of cats, and they give their cat Mohawk, which is really wild. It's the cat loves it, though. The cat has a very long hair, so she always gives him different hairstyles, and he doesn't seem to mind. He's
awesome.
He's very fashionable.
Awesome. Well, here's another cute little one, and this can be done with adults as well as children, and preferably, I would imagine, women would do this more than men. You can have a volunteer spa night where you have a bunch of your girlfriends get together. You all paint each other's fingernails and toenails, and you do manicures and pedicures for each other for a fee. And you tip each other, and you just have a good time with it, and raise some money that way. So there's a lot of really cool, fun. Say you're like...
That could be scary, though, because if
you're
really good...
Say you're 15 years old, you can't drive yet, you want to go out and do something, and you can't really do something. This is stuff you could do at home, in your living room, in your bedroom with the girls. You know, this could be a lot of fun.
Right. Well, these are ways to encourage people to participate and give money to a great cause. And get your fingernails painted by a three-year-old, which could be really interesting.
For $5.
For
$5.
It's like, here's $5. My little kid's going to do your nails. So maybe they could combine things. Like, it's a babysitting slash manicure night out.
I like it. I like it. What would be more fun would be have the boyfriends or husbands do the painting. Now, yeah, that I would pay money for.
Yeah, yeah. Now, would you be painting their nails or they get to
absolutely
paint your nails?
Any color I want.
Well, we have a friend of ours who likes to wear black nail polish on his toes.
He does. He does.
So
I've even seen him with multicolors.
Yeah. He's like, I'm in touch with my feminine side, and I'm okay. So listen, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back. We've got to take a word from our sponsors. But
and then we'll introduce you to Ewart Chin.
Yeah, Ewart Chin, coming right back. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
This segment of the show, sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit ArtisticJourney.com today. Welcome to this week's segment of Humanitarian Hollywood. Today's special guest is Ewart Chin. And Ewart, welcome to our show.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
We're delighted to have you today. Ewart is a martial arts specialist. He specializes in Hungar Kung Fu. He is a master at that trade and has done quite a few Hollywood movies and things of that nature, and works with some charities and a variety of good things. And so we want to talk to you a little bit about your life in the Hollywood scene. So let's start out with, why don't you tell the people a little bit about what exactly it is that you do as far as your talent goes?
Yeah, I got a question right off the bat. How long did it take you to become a master?
Oh, okay. So I was born in Jamaica, and my grandfather is from China, Guangdong, China. And his friend is a Hungar master. And so he would come over to the house, and I would be, I know that he did martial arts, and I wanted to learn from when I was 7 years old. So I keep bothering him until he started teaching me. And I've never stopped since starting to learn from him.
Wow, that's amazing. So you started at the age of seven from your grandfather's friend, and then it just has continued on for the rest of your life.
Yes. I was fortunate to have a one-on-one training with this famous master from China.
That's incredible. That's
How
incredible.
Did you work that into the Hollywood scene?
Well, that was way, way back when I was younger.
Right.
And I've been doing it ever since. I even studied under Master Zhao Tingzhui, who is a Qigong master from Wudang Monastery.
Wow.
He's amazing. I got him to go on a couple of different shows. That's incredible. Strange Universe. And he's also a doctor, so he heals people with Qigong.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful combination?
That's great.
Yeah, but that's more for my internal part of my martial arts, because the external part is the Hungar, but the internal is the Qigong. And that combination of both of those balance you and make you much stronger.
And you definitely have to have good mental balance in order to be successful in anything you're doing.
Yeah, it actually has instilled a very, very strong foundation for me as a person, because martial arts is not just about doing forms and fighting and all that. It's about humanity, and it's about strengthening yourself as a human being and giving back to the world.
Right.
I think that's real important for people to know, because I think a lot of times, I guess prior to the Karate Kid, if you will, that was one of the things that opened my eyes up to the other aspect of martial arts, that it's not just about fighting, it's actual concentration and dedication and spirituality. I mean, it's a very spiritual art. It's something that you have to really become one with yourself to help transform others and transform yourself. So I think that's
absolutely. It's a way of life, actually. You never stop practicing your art. You practice the martial arts, and you you become that person, and you do it in your every day in your life, you know, the way you treat people, the way you treat everything around you.
It's a way of life.
Yeah, it's a way of life, really. Yeah.
It's a perfect balance. So at this point, so we're just following your career. So at the age of 7, you start training with a master, and you start getting deeper into, Jane, I guess I'd asked that how you got into Hollywood with this, and I'm assuming it's more from the physical aspect.
Yes.
Doing stunts and stuff?
Repeat, sorry?
I said, were you doing stunts, or were you doing actual movies about martial arts?
I do both. I do stunts and I do acting as well. I've done several different movies. I was in Starship Troopers in 1997 with Casper Van Dien and Dennis Richards.
Oh,
and I played one of the troopers in there. We shot it at Sony on a blue screen, and basically they just digitized all the other bugs that's coming at us.
Right.
One project to work on.
I would imagine. And seeing the end result when you shoot on a blue screen is always a blast because it's, you don't really know what they're throwing at you until you see the movie.
Exactly. We were just dressed up in our uniforms with guns, just running back and forth shooting. And then they built another set on the lot where there were like little caves made out of foam material. And so we were running through those caves and they were filming us. It was pretty cool when you see the actual end result of the movie.
Did you have to have a really strong imagination, or did it come easily to you as far as you're fighting these mystical characters or creatures that aren't even in front of you?
Right, exactly. You simulate that you're actually doing the fighting, and you have people around you, and we're doing all this stuff, running and shooting and then they just digitized everything else in, you know, so that's pretty much how it was. But it was pretty cool to work on,
And you're working on some projects 2013. You have something that's in post right now, I understand.
I have several projects working on right now. I'm working on a film called Lockhart, and we're still filming that. It's not quite done yet. And I did a TV thing called Eve, and I worked on another product called the World Champion Yo-Yo Event. It was a documentary thing, and basically just talk about, you know, yo-yo and whatever. And then I just finished working on a James Hong short. I don't know if you know who James Hong is, but he's been in Big Trouble in Little China, Dumbo Drop, Balls of Fury. I mean, everyone knows he's in Hollywood.
He's definitely a well-known figure in the Hollywood scene,
Yeah, he's been a character actor for years. He's done so many films.
And how do you like working with him?
Yeah, he's great. He's been my friend for years.
Oh, wonderful.
He goes back to working with James Cagney. I mean, that's how long he's been around.
Wow.
You know,
I bet he's got some great stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's been my friend for years and years. He never missed my birthday party. He's always at my birthday party.
Nice.
When's your birthday? So we can make it.
Invite us.
We
won't miss it either.
Yeah. September 18 is my birthday, and it's just passed like not that long ago.
Oh, we just missed it.
Should
September
we sing
18.
Happy birthday to him today?
We'll have to catch you next year. Unless you want to do a every 6 months birthday, we can catch the next one.
Yeah, I celebrate the whole month of September, so I'm still celebrating.
Beautiful.
Well, then there you go. That's excellent.
I love that plan.
That's great.
My birthday's next month, so I'll start celebrating next week on Tuesday.
if you think about it, life is, you should celebrate life every moment. You
Absolutely.
Should not just live for a specific time. You have to live in the moment and live life to the fullest, and that's how life is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I can't agree with you more with that. And if we treat it every day like it was our birthday, or if it was our last day here, I think we'd get a lot more out of it.
Instead
of getting caught up in the grind, if you will, it's more like opening up your eyes to experiencing all the beauty around you and focusing on that and say, hey, today's my birthday, so I'm going to have a great day, even if it's not your birthday.
Exactly.
So what do you think on the mental side of what you've learned in your craft, what do you think is the strongest takeaway note that you could tell people about? If you could just put your mind in this place every day, you can, you know, really change the way you operate in a normal day.
Yes. You when you get into that mental state, and or if you've trained in martial arts in that side of the martial arts, it still instill a very good discipline for you, and you live your life in a way that you always care about other people, and you're not just a me all the time. Your humanity comes out, and you live your life that way, and you try to help people in every way you can. And that's pretty much how the martial arts, that's what the martial arts brings, that part of the martial arts brings to your life in general. And it's not something that you just do sometime and you don't do it sometime. You do it all the time.
And you really have to make a conscious effort to keep yourself in that realm, especially when you're just starting out practicing these new thoughts and new patterns for yourself. Definitely, and I'm a firm believer in being really good to your fellow person. It's amazing how much you can get for yourself and feed your own body and mind by doing really good things for other people. So I encourage that quite often.
Yes, it actually drives you.
Yes.
And it's such a good feeling. It literally keeps, matter of fact, just by doing that, to help keeps you, your mental state and your mind and your body, it keeps it in check, and it keeps it healthy. Because when you do positive things, there are neurological things that goes on in your mind that makes you feel good and makes your body become stronger that way.
Right.
And most people don't even know that it does that for them.
You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Tony has a band called Saint Tone. And Tony's been writing music for the last 30 years, singer-songwriter.
Okay.
His music runs all through the lines of positive thought.
Absolutely.
Lyrics to his songs are all very, very positive. It's amazing when you infuse positive thought into your daily grind, if you will, how much easier your day goes and how much more you get accomplished and how much happier you are and how much love you spread around you just by thinking positively. Now, what he was able to do was turn his career into positive music, where people that are listening to normal music, everyday music, now are converting into positive music to help them get into that mindset and that mode of being someone who is more in touch with humanitarian styles and ideas than they were in the past. So martial arts, certain styles of positive music, I mean, there's a lot of similarities in what you guys are each doing.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. I think what you were saying earlier is coming from a state of abundance as opposed to from a state of lack. And what is a state of abundance? Most people say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that and I don't have that. And I'm like, well, that's where you're putting your focus. But if you want to put your focus on what you do have, you're alive. You're breathing. You have a chair you're sitting in. You're listening to us speak right now. And start putting the focus on what you do have. If I were to ask you to make that list and you compare that to a third world country, you're a king compared to someone else. So, you know, that's where I start saying, hey, if you can start focusing on what you do have as opposed to what you don't, through the laws of attraction, you will attract more of what you talk about. So, you know, putting your focus on that. And I think that's where you're coming from also as far as your mental state.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you get into that realm and that zone, I mean, everything just grows from there, you know? And you become a stronger person. And then, you know, it's always... you always have to think that you want to give back. You don't just want to be on this earth just for you. You want to be on this earth for mankind, for everyone around you.
Right.
You know, and that makes the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's coming from that state of abundance where most people go, well, I give a little more, but I just need a little more before I can give it. And when you give what you have, there's a trigger in your mind that goes, oh, I must have enough. So if I can give that homeless person on the street $10 and I still have $5, that means that more is coming to me. So you start training your mind like, I already have money coming to me, so I can give him $10. I can actually give him all $15 because I know more money's coming, as opposed to like, I can't give him that.
That's all I have left.
That's all I have left. Yeah. That's all I have in my wallet. And that's where you start coming from the world of lack and fear. Fear that there's not going to be enough. There's never enough. There's always enough. And
right.
I have a song called State of Abundance that on my last album, and that's what I'm talking about, is trying to keep yourself in that mental state of there's more than enough. And I actually had a bracelet made, a leather bracelet made that said abundance on it. And every time I wear it, it's a reminder of there's more than enough. There's more than enough time, food, energy, money to give. And when you start working from that spot, it's amazing what happens because you're not stressed out as much. You're like, wait, I can do this. I can handle this. I can give this away because there's enough.
Yeah, they have a video called The Secret, and your listeners should really get this. It's listen to that video over and over, and it puts you in a very good state of mind, even if you don't practice martial arts. And it reaffirms a positive angle on you, and you just come from exactly what you say, a state of abundance.
Yes.
And you're selfless. You don't think about, oh, I can't give this because I only have this. You know, you give, and then you put out that energy from your mind, and the universe sends back to you tenfold, you know?
Right. Yes. And we're great followers of The Secret, and we promote that thought pattern regularly because, you know, since we've adopted those thought patterns years ago, it has miraculously changed our lives. And I say miraculously because those who are skeptical of the whole Secret program, and I hear that from time to time, they say, geez, how come you guys are doing so great and you're always so happy and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, well, put your mind in a different place. Watch The Secret every once in a while. Get a new thought pattern going. Change the way you think. Change the way you operate.
And I was going to add to that real quick is being a promoter of the laws of attraction, I think it's best if you don't want to preach, just lead by example and use that energy on yourself. And as others watch you, those that are attracted to it will go, what are you doing differently? How did you manage to manifest that? And you say, oh, well, I just did this and this and this. And you can do it too. You have the same power within you. I'm not special. I'm as special as you are. And empower other people that they can do the same exact thing. So I'm not taking some magic pill or on a special diet. It's just that I'm changing my focus. And like anything else, we have to continually stay on that so that way we can keep manifesting. And I always say, I tell people, I'm like, lead by example. It helps so much more than trying to exhaust your energy on convincing someone else on what they should do. Because a lot of times it falls on deaf ears if they're not ready. So spend that time on yourself, and those that want to hear it will come around.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. That's definitely the way they should go. And if you have that many people around that just leading by example, other people who are negative will just some won't, but most of them will catch on and start being that way, and then soon, you know, you have a multiple of people and one making an impact on the other, and soon enough you have a whole generation of people that are doing things better for this earth and for their youth, for mankind.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And you know what? And that's the beauty of it when you start, birds of a feather flock together. When you start meeting other people of like-mindedness and you're doing all the same thing and you're always talking about abundance and there's more than enough, well, that starts to spread and it fires everyone up around you. And those that can't relate to that or those that aren't ready to hear that message or are still blocked from that message seem to fall to the wayside, if you will, and it's unfortunate because they're not ready to hear that message or they're not ready to make that shift in their life. So instead of wasting your energy trying to change them, it's just like, okay, if you're not ready to receive that, you want to stay where you're at or you're happy where you're at, which is, listen, I'm for everyone doing whatever they want to be happy. I'm not here to change their opinion. So I think that's a perfect example of when you get those people that are like-mindedness, they just attract more of themselves, people like themselves, and more good is happening from it.
On that note, guys, we're going to take just a quick break for one of our sponsors here, and we will be back in just a minute with Ewert Chin, and we're going to talk about a brand new Hall of Fame entry, as well as want to talk about what you're doing with your talents helping out homeless children. So we'll be right back after a message from our sponsors.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off the money now. I'm a magnet, off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So we're back with Ewart Chin, and we are delighted to share our day with him today. Thank you so much, Ewart, for showing up to delight us with your knowledge and talent. It's great to have you on our show.
Oh, thank you.
We wanted to talk about, I got wind the other night of a Hall of Fame something something. So why don't you share with us what's happened for you?
Oh, yes. The USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame just inducted me. And we had a ceremony in Newport Beach, Ocean Island. And it was a pretty awesome event. We had martial artists and actors and people who are actors in the martial arts from all over the world. And so that was a very, very honorable thing for me to attend to and to be recognized. I was standing on stage with quite a bit of talent there.
Were you surprised when they let you know that? Did you expect that? Were you hoping for it? What were your feelings about it?
Actually, I didn't even know. I wasn't even looking for anything. But they know who I was and they recognized me.
The universe
then,
is rewarding you.
and then not very long after, the Martial Arts History Museum, that's located in Burbank. They gave me an honorary award as well.
How nice.
You know, it's been quite a ride. And the World Martial Arts Council also inducted me. So I've gotten three in a short time, you know, which was awesome.
Right. And now you, from what I understand, you have been doing charities that help homeless children.
Oh, yes.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I started that back way back. My friend runs a charity in Beverly Hills called Harmony. And basically, they support homeless kids in the greater Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, what I did was I put on a fashion show charity event in Beverly Hills at the club. And it was a lot of work, but I went out and I got all the clothing donated from Melrose, all the stores on Melrose, and got a lot of my actress friends to model the clothing.
Awesome.
And we had quite a big event. It was so crowded that the fire marshal had to come and almost shut us down.
Oh, wow. That's great response.
We raised quite a bit of money and donated it to those kids, and they really need it because there are so many hungry kids in L.A. I think that people just forget. They're not even thinking that, you know, right here in the United States, there are so many people that are hungry.
Yeah, and you know, it always amazes me that I don't ever want to say that it's a bad thing to give your money to organizations outside of the U.S., because I don't mean that when I make this next statement. But I always think it's such a shame that people do so many things for people outside of the U.S. and different countries when we inside this country have some situations. We have families living on the streets. We have children that are homeless. Through no fault of their own, where people have lost jobs and industries have closed and things of that nature. And I think that if our people living in the U.S. could actually
recognize and admit that there is a problem here, people, and you can do something about it. You can help our own locals. If everybody just reached into their own local town and gave a little bit of assistance, a lot could really change.
Oh, look at me. I did a some part. You know, it doesn't take much to do anything. I mean, I didn't take money and went and bought the clothes, or I just got my friends and, you know, went to the stores and asked them to donate, and they donated freely.
Yeah.
They donated freely. And so I was able to put on this event and made all this money and donated it. And, you know, anybody could do this.
And
it truly is
that simple. And, you know, we stress that on every single show. We end up our show saying, you know, go into your community, do the simplest thing. Have a bake sale if that's all you can do. You sell lemonade, whatever it is. Whatever it is you feel you can do, do something.
Right, right. Even if you're not a part of a big production,
you can
get involved in some other people's production and just give your time or whatever.
Yeah.
And that benefits those kids. The same organization, at Christmas, they invited me down, because what they did was, many years ago Christmas, they went downtown at the train station or the bus station downtown,
mm-hmm.
and they had a Santa, and they bussed in kids from all over the city. And you should see these little kids. Oh my gosh. And so I donated my time. I chaperoned like 10 kids, because there were limited people So basically I had 10 kids, 5 on one hand, 5 on the other hand.
Nice.
These are little kids who were bussed in from all over the city.
And I bet you had a blast.
Yes. We had them do like little crayon things. We had them do little fun things. And we sat with them and had them fed them. And then we had them line up and sit on Santa's lap and ask for a gift. And each of them, you could see the light on their faces when they were sitting with Santa and asking for something.
And isn't it amazing how that light on their face that you see shines a light inside you, because you helped to make that happen.
It would just warm your heart to see these little kids and how happy they were. I cannot imagine how bad they were having it. But you know, they came, and when they were there, you just would see their faces light up.
They got to forget about everywhere they came from in that moment.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And they got a good meal. They got gifts. They got pictures taken with Santa. That was just awesome. I think it was awesome.
Once again, let everyone know, what is the name of that charity? So that way, is this a charity that now you feel that you've adopted or feel like you're part of?
Well, I it's a friend of mine that runs the charity, and it's called Harmony, and they've been doing this for quite a while, and they do all these type of events. They take the kids to camp. They get all these kids, and they take them to camp for a certain period, and they do like charities to make money for them. They do, and so it's basically all the inner city kids that are
not so well off.
Exactly.
I think it's excellent, and you know, the fact that you were just able to go down the Rodeo Drive and use your status to ask a favor. And if anyone else went down to Rodeo Drive and asked a favor, I'm not sure if it would have the same result because of your status. But I think your status and using that status to be able to get donations is an excellent thing. And other people can do what they want to do at their level to just ask. I think the hardest thing is people just go, well, I'm not sure what to do. And you just took it upon yourself and said, well, I just went down the street and started asking for donations, and everyone gave. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. So it's just that I think that in the U.S. a lot of people are not as aware, even if they're aware, they don't know what to do.
Right.
But everyone should. There are so many ways that you can help. It's not just to do a big production, but you can do your little part. And if everyone does a little part, it would make a big difference for all these inner city kids that are
absolutely
starving in the cold.
And you know what I tell people, because people say to me, well, you're good at walking up to people and asking them to make a donation or to help with something. And I say, what's the worst thing that can happen? They say, no, they're not in a position to help you right now, but you've just educated them on something that needs attention. So the worst thing that happened was you just brought awareness to them. It's not about getting a no. It's about you still spread what you needed to spread, which was getting the word out there about what you're trying to do. So, you know, a no is a good thing as well. So don't be afraid that you're going to get a no, because you're actually still helping the cause.
Exactly. That in itself makes a difference, because now that that person knows, then they're gonna you just planted a seed in their head, and they're gonna think about it.
Yeah.
And they're gonna discuss it with their friends, and then so the word gets out, and you know, maybe they think, oh wow, you know, I should really try to do something, even if they didn't be looking at the point when you asked them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference.
So Ewart, tell me, where can people find and follow you and see what you're up to? Do you have a Facebook or a website?
Yeah, you can go to my Facebook page. It's Ewart Chin, or Ewart Chin Martial Arts Actor. I have two sites. One is my personal site, and the other one is for my fan page. And you can see all what I'm doing. You can follow me there.
Okay, great. And we're also going to post your links on our Humanitarian Radio fan page and website so that people can follow you as well. And feel free at any time to let us know what you have going on. If you need fans to get behind you on projects that you're working on, or if you know of events that are coming on that need some support, definitely keep us in the loop so that we can let our support system follow you and become a support system for you and your charities and your causes as well.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that and just donate my services as a singer-songwriter, as a performer, either performing solo or with a band. I would love to just help get involved. That's what I love doing, is getting behind charities that are doing something out there. So if I can lend my support or talents towards any production or something that you're doing in the future, definitely let us know.
Oh, thank you. We'll definitely do.
And it was a pleasure to have you with us today. And we definitely appreciate people like you being on this earth and helping humanitarian causes and our fellow man exist in a better light. And we absolutely welcome you to come back and join us anytime.
Thank you so much.
Tony, you know, I think it would be a great time to play a St. Tone song. The theme of our conversation with Ewart Chin was about abundance, and you have a song called State of Abundance that you referred to just a little bit. And might I say, before we play this, people that go to sainttone.com can look up the lyrics to all of the songs that we play on this station and learn the songs as we're going along.
Yeah, so we can sing along with St. Tone. This song is basically about living in the state of abundance, and you know, when we focus on what we do have as opposed to what we don't have, we can quickly get ourselves into that state. And sometimes it's difficult, because I know, even myself, I'm always looking at the things that I want as opposed to the things that I have. But if we can focus on the things that we do have, we realize we have more than we thought, and we start vibrating at that level. And if you're into the laws of attraction, then you'll get more of what you're feeling, more of like, hey, I've got a lot, and I'm going to get more. So instead of coming from a place of lack, you're coming from a place of abundance. That's what the song's all about.
And where can they find this song?
This is on sainttone.com. It's also on iTunes, on CD Baby, and on Bandcamp.
And it's called State of Abundance.
Thank you. of thunder. State of thunder. State of abundance.
Yeah.
State of abundance.
Let's go. State of abundance. The more abundant you feel, the more you give. And let's talk about giving for a second. Last week, on September 21st, it was the International Day of Peace. We've been talking about it the last few weeks because it is a really big deal. Not a whole lot of people know about it, and we are definitely spreading the word to let as many people know about it as possible. What that day is the United Nations decided that all the fighting countries would need to have a truce one day, all on the same day, so that people could bring in medicine, food, and things that were needed to families that were caught in war-torn areas. And the entire world has agreed upon this day, September 21st. It's been going on for a number of years, but not a whole lot of people know about it. So what I want to say today is looking at what did people do on Peace One Day to celebrate. There's some really cool things that had happened. There was one group called Act for Peace that decided to do a series of interviews, and you paid a nice chunk of change to be able to go and listen to their interviews. But some of the people who did this were Jude Law, Michael Caine, Sir Michael Caine, Richard Grant, Gillian Anderson, Dominic Cooper, Forrest Whitaker, Michelle Rodriguez, quite a few people. And then in that same event, there were several people who did a song for peace. And what I wanted to point out is that there's just so many ways that you can raise money or raise awareness to events and things that are going on and situations that need love and attention and that type of thing. And so I think it's great when people do things like, you know, interviews for actors and musicians and that type of thing as a way of raising awareness.
Well, I think it's great when they use their status to actually bring more awareness to it. Again, we live here in the United States, and I don't really remember seeing it on the media. I'm sure, I can't say I'm positive, but I'm assuming that if I went to the 6 o'clock news on September 21st, I don't remember hearing any mention of today's the International Day of Peace.
No, but you do always hear about Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Will he come out or won't he?
And St. Patrick's Day and Flag Day and Secretary Day. So, again, we were out there. We did a performance with friends of ours, Love All Humans. So we were trying to bring awareness to it. And along on this radio show, I try to bring awareness to it. It's just something that I think if we can recognize it in the United States and it's being recognized around the world, then maybe more people will consider it. And if we can get one day of peace, maybe we can get two.
I had heard that Elton John did a big concert in London, too. I'm not sure who else was involved in that. I was trying to track that down on the internet. But, you know, it's so great to have, whether you're a big star or you're just yourself, people representing for that particular day and just sharing the word, even if there's not something that you can personally do about it, the least you can do is let other people know that it exists.
I had a friend of mine who actually learned about it a number of years ago, and she was a teacher. She still is a teacher, and she brought it to the attention of the dean, because it's a private school, and asked if all the students could wear white on that day to honor that day of peace. And they says, yes, absolutely. And so doing stuff like that, just introducing it to your schools, then they'll go home and tell their parents, I have to wear white tomorrow because it's the International Day of Peace. I think that alone can bring awareness to it really quickly.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing for the Day of Peace next year? You've
what
got
are you
a
doing?
Whole 300 days plus to plan for it.
Yeah, and you know, start planning now for any event that's happening a year from now, and you would be amazed at how easy it is to pull off, because by the time you get to that 12-month mark, you've already handled everything you need to handle.
Now, something I'd like to do this year, I did this once, or actually I think I did it twice, Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, he's a motivational speaker, he had experienced something as a child where on one Thanksgiving day, it was just him and his mom. He was raised by a single mom. Someone showed up at his front door with all this food on Thanksgiving Day, and he was amazed. But they were extremely happy, and they received it, and were very happy to eat that day. So now that he has been very successful, he has continued that tradition. So a number of years back, I got involved and put the baskets together, and I delivered them to different people that were in need, and these people had no idea that we were going to be showing up. So it's a really great thing to go to a door with a basket full of food and just go, here, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I did that a couple of years myself with my son TJ when he was small.
I'd like to do that this year. Maybe we can organize something that with all the listeners and see if they want to get involved.
Wouldn't that be fun? Everybody sponsor a family. For me, what I did was I called the Chamber of Commerce, and I asked them, how do I find out which families with children have an unstable situation? How do I find out who needs help? And they sent me to three different organizations. It was really easy to find an entire list of people that could use help.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we chose a couple families. We went and got a turkey and the entire Thanksgiving dinner, right down to the pies and the whipped cream and the whole shebang. We showed up on their doorstep, we rang the doorbell, and we took off. And they came outside. We were absolutely anonymous. They had all these bags of food on their front step, and we wanted it to be a surprise, but we didn't want to get thank-you'd for it. We just wanted to leave it.
So you just rang the doorbell and ran?
Rang and ran, yep. It was great. We've done it a few years like that when he was young, and it was something that we definitely looked forward to.
No one said, hey, you kids, get off my lawn?
You know what I didn't want? I didn't want people to get to feel like
they're receiving something and feel awkward.
Yeah, that, and it feel like they're in a position where we're in bad shape. We need people to come and help us. You know, I didn't want to promote that negative feeling that might come from getting donations, because sometimes that happens.
That does happen sometimes, but I got to tell you what I experienced. People were extremely grateful and extremely happy, and they're like, yeah, we'll take that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you're very welcome. And it was a joyous occasion. So I can understand why you would do what you did.
It was more
fun, too, for
us to be sneaking like that, because he was 10-ish years old, and it was like, come on, let's go bring a bunch of food and just leave. You know,
so he thought
it was fun.
His idea of playing tricks like
we had a
Halloween
good time.
Or something was
totally
leaving food on someone's front
leaving step. A couple hundred dollars worth of food for a family. I'm sure they were able to eat. They had four children, and what the story was with this one particular family, the father had fallen off the roof at his job and had busted up his back really bad. The mother had four children and was a stay-at-home mom and was schooling the kids at home. So when the father hurt himself and lost his job, he had been out of work for 5 months. They were out of income, and he was not going to be able to resume work. And so that was how I picked that family was, you know, these guys were in crisis now. All of a sudden they have four kids and an invalid in bed that can no longer support the family. And the mom was really in a bad spot. You know, I wanted to also mention earlier, I was saying how there's a lot of things in the United States that we could contribute to. I was looking up that children under the age of 12, there are 14 million children estimated in the United States that are on some type of a food assistance program. 14 million children in the United States. Now, in October, November, and December, every food pantry is open, wide open, and generally their shelves are empty by this time of year. So one very dramatic way that you can help and literally see the changes that you make are to go to any of the Feed the Hungry programs in your hometown or any of the pantries, food pantries, and give some food.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the point is to start planning it now, and when the time comes, you'll be very well prepared, and it's going to be an experience that you will definitely remember and definitely want to do again next year. And then you'll tell your friends about it, and they'll go, that was so nice. What made you do that? And you'll go, oh, I was listening to Humanitarian Radio, and they gave me the idea.
Humanitarian Radio.
Yes, that's a nice jingle. Yeah. We'll
I
play
like
that
it.
Again later for you.
I like
Who
it.
Is coming up next week?
Next week we have Cassidy Mack. She was going to join us this week, but this little young Disney star has so much going on that she couldn't free up her schedule to do an interview with us. So
did she go to the Pentagon or something? Is she going?
She was honored by the White House. She has a fundraising group that helps young kids get adopted. She was a foster child. She was adopted, and so she's paying it forward, and the White House is honoring her for that. So it'll be fun to hear all about what she's doing. She's got some Disney shows coming up, a variety of shows that she's doing. This girl is on the rise, and using her talents in a great, great, great way.
This is a young lady that we did a movie with a couple of months back where
right.
we played the washed-up rock band from the 80s.
Our band performed within her movie.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk to her all about it and let you know about the movie, when it's coming out, when you could see it. So thank you again for hanging out with us. You've been listening to Humanitarian Radio. We're going to play that jingle one more time because I literally just finished writing it today. So we want to we want to get it out there.
And
you'll be singing it.
Remember to go out there and do something good in your community. Do something great.
Peace.